right. You want something a little livelier now? This is by a guy named Todd Snyder. Hey, hey, my, my, rock and roll will never die. Just hang your hair down in your eyes, you'll make $1 million. Yeah, yeah, you will. I was in this band going nowhere fast. We sent out demos, but everybody passed. So one day we finally took the plunge, moved out to Seattle to play some grunge. Washington State, that is. Space Needle? Eddie Vedder, and a mud honey. Now to fit in fast, we wear flannel shirts. We turn our amps up until it hurts. We got bad attitude, and what's more, when we play, we stare straight down at the floor. Wowie, pretty scary. How pensive. Totally alternative. Now to fit in on the Seattle scene, you gotta do something that they ain't never seen. So, thinking up a gimmick one day, we decided to be the only band that wouldn't play a note. Under any circumstances. Silence. Music's original alternative. Roots grunge. Well, we spread the word through the underground that we were the hottest new thing in town. The record guy came out to see us one day, and just like always, when we didn't play, it knocked him out. He said he loved our work. He said he loved our work, but he wasn't sure if he could sell a record with nothing on it. I said, tell him that we're from Seattle. He advanced us $2.5 million. Hey, hey, my, my, rock and roll will never die. Just hang your hair down in your eyes, make $1 million. Hey, hey, my, my, rock and roll will never die. Just hang your hair down in your eyes, make $1 million. Well, they made us do a video, but that wasn't tough, because we just filmed ourselves smashing stuff. It's kind of weird, because there was no music. But MTV said that they'd love to use it. And the kids went wild, the kids went nuts. Rolling Stone gave us a 5-star review and said we played with guts, we're scoring chicks, taking drugs. Then we got asked to play MTV Unplugged. You should have seen it. We went right out there and refused to do acoustical versions of the electrical songs that we had refused to record in the first place. Then we smashed our shit. It was great. We blew him away at the Grammys show by refusing to play and refusing to go. And then just when we thought fame would be just last forever, along came this band that wasn't even together. Now that's alternative. That's alternative to alternative. I feel stupid and contagious. Well, our band got dropped, and that ain't funny, because we're all hooked on drugs, but we're out of money. So the other day, I called up the band, and I said, boys, I've taken all I can. Shave off your goatees. Pack the van. We're going back to Athens, Georgia. Yeah, of course, that song's probably only really funny to anybody who was alive during the grunge movement.